Hey guys, so I promised in the last weekly check-in that the next episode would either be the next Saturday's check-in, or what it is today, the squeak unboxing, or box opening, until I get squeak, if I get squeak. I really hope I get squeak. I have a lot of boxes saved up. So, with that, and I don't know, this isn't the check-in, so I guess I'll get right into it. Just because I think it's hilarious, I'm only at tier 24. And I have, like, 30, 40, 40 quests? Yeah, 40, like, 40 or so season quests, so you can tell I haven't really played in a while. So, let's just do this. Okay, so we have rewards, from... Okay, we have the mega, okay, in season four, the mega box for tier 40, and then some more, and then all those boxes up through that season. We have, do I have any rewards from season five left? Oh, I have to do the season four, okay, left. So I've got like the latter half of season four, the first little chunk of season six, and I don't know how much of season five. I think probably quite a bit. So, let's see. What is my chance to get this squeak? 2.2. Wow, I don't know how to say numbers. 0.27. So that's like 1 in 400. Yeah, 1 in 400. Pretty low chance, but I think I have enough boxes where it's almost guaranteed. So. Here we go. Just gonna be getting coins and token doublers for a while, so there's nothing that I can really say during this part. Why does it always... Wow. We got him on, like, the fourth mega box. Okay. Well, that did not take long at all. Okay, I am not complaining. Do I have any, PowerPoints in this season? I do not. Do I have any PowerPoints in Season 6? I have 50. You okay? There we go. Wow. Like, fourth Mega Box. That was really soon. I'm gonna have to open up some boxes to max them out, which I'm not complaining about. Yeah, I guess we can just go through the Season 4 boxes. Just to get all of the PowerPoints necessary. Don't worry, I will get them to Power 7. As soon as I can, just so I can get his gadget as soon as possible. Okay, well, can I get him to Rarity Descending or whatever? That works too. Okay, I'm just trying to find him in my characters. He's level 5. Okay, we're gonna need like 350 maybe? I don't know. Shouldn't take too long. That's level 6. I'm gonna check. That might be enough for level 7. Okay, I'm very close. One more box should do it. Alright, Mega Box. Okay. Now we can unlock his gadget. I'm just trying to get to the Season 5 so I have the power, like, just the option to use the PowerPoint rewards. It's really annoying you can't, like, check a season in between your earliest season or the season that was the longest ago or the current season. I wish you could see the ones in between just because there's PowerPoints in that season, but not this one. Okay, so I saw one. I thought I already had his gadget, but I was like, oh, right. I still have PowerPoints to unlock. Okay. So I have to open up all 50 of these big boxes. Okay, I'll just give him a power 9. If I unlock his gadget, that'll be cool. Okay, that's power 9, I think. Wait, did I... I think I might have waited too long to get him to power 7. I don't know. I will open a few more boxes. Just, let's do 5. That's 5 boxes to get his star power or gadget. Uno, nothing. Dos, nothing. Trace... nothing. Quattro. Okay, got something. His gadget. Okay, wind up. This is... I'm interested to see how good this one is. Okay, now I want more. 5 more. But if I don't get the star power in 5 boxes, I'm done. Wow, I got in 2 more. That was a very lucky opening. Okay. I'm not complaining. I still have 41 big boxes from Season 4. Well, I mean, how long until Season 7? About a month. So if a new brawler doesn't come out until then, I guess I just open those boxes because they'll be collected automatically. Well, if they're collected automatically, I'll still get the coins. So, fully maxed Squeak with zero trophies. I guess we can play some matches. Let's go on Snake Shop. Okay. I wonder how rusty I'm going to feel. This is like the longest I've gone without playing Brawl since I started back in like January of 2019. So let's see how rusty I feel. Okay. Immediately. Normal movement speed. Okay. I can already tell that they're going to have to nerf the radius on his attack. It is very massive. Okay. We already have a spinning Edgar on our team in the middle. I'm going to throw my super at them. That's pretty good. Okay, the super, I wasn't so sure about it, but dang, actually, that super has a really long range. Wait a minute. Yeah, if the enemies are, like, kind of clumped up, the super is devastating. Okay. But yeah, I can already tell. The explosion's radius is too large. I feel like the super should have a little bit less range and maybe a couple less projectiles. Like, it has 6 right now, but maybe down to, like, maybe it should be down to maybe 4 projectiles. Maybe that's too much. That might be too big of a nerf, but he feels very strong. So there's countdown. Can't tell it's gem grab. Probably could have heard by this via the sound effects. All right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm also really loving the star power because we're playing against bots, obviously, and they're grouping up, so my star power is giving my attacks a lot of bonus damage. Yeah, I'm liking that. Okay. I'll do one more in gem grab. Maybe move to a different game mode. I'm still surprised at how lucky that was. I didn't even use the gadget once that game. I'm going to try to, right off the bat, just chuck it across the field because there's definitely going to be someone in the middle. Whoop! Yeah, immediately stuck onto the Carl and hit the Dynamike as well. I mean, they're bots, so they're going to be clumping up and not playing that smart. Yeah, I don't know. The explosion radius, too large. The gadget, oh my gosh, like, double the range, that's not okay. So I'm thinking he's going to, oh, his health is also really high for how long range he is. So maybe, I'd say he should get a pretty sizable health nerf, like 4,600 or 4,480, which is quite a lot of health, but I feel like he'd still be decent after that. He's gonna need I'm just gonna list them off. So his attack's radius is too big, his health is too high, his super's range is too long. And I feel like they also might need to nerf the star power. I don't know, there's a lot of things about him that feel really good. Like, just way too strong. Also, I have the Colonel Ruff's power-up, so I'm doing even more damage. My shot's doing, like, 2k each. Yeah, I'd say he only has, like, one weakness, and that's, like, close-range encounters maybe, just because his attacks have a delay on it, obviously. So my teammate went in and died. But honestly, oh, wow, that's super. If you can land a super on people when they're clumping up, it's major damage. Dude, I don't know. This honestly kind of feels like when Sprout was released. Sprout had an insane explosion radius on its attacks, and I don't know. Squeak kind of feels the same way. I don't know. I haven't really been using this gadget. I just used it there. It's one of those gadgets that you, like, never really think of a time to use because you're like, I don't know. It never feels like the best time to use it, but it's still pretty good. I don't know, Squeak is, I feel like in the state he's in, probably the easiest character to play. Alright, let's do some Brawl Ball. Yeah, no one's surprised, but he is way too good. I assume you guys have at least watched a few YouTube videos on people playing him. It's funny, pretty much forgot that Sprout was Squeak was released today, but I saw a post on Reddit that someone made celebrating their rank 35. squeak. And I was like, oh, yeah, I have to do that. I mean, like, I don't know. It's even really good for bush trekking. Oh, my gosh. Primo, just put it in. Stop trying to... Thank you. Okay. This is why I stopped playing. It's just too hard to coordinate a team, honestly. But... I don't know. I mean, of course. Whenever a goal is scored and the enemy team all consists of bots, they literally all just converge on the ball. And they all died before I could even hit them once, so... Yeah, I don't know. I'll get into the range where I'm against actual players, maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking of playing, like, two or three matches per game mode. Yeah, I need to use that gadget more. I'm just going to use it whenever it'll help. Like, whenever they're just out of my range, I'll use it. Because I can't really think of an optimal time to use it, aside from just having extra range on an attack. So, okay, they're all kind of grouped up. Throwing the super in there. Wow, that also has really long range. It's obviously harder to hit the longer away, or sorry, the farther away the projectiles from the super fly, but if they do land, it's very long ranged. Okay, there's an easy goal. Dang. Is there a way to, like, I'm not saying is there a way, because I know that there isn't, but there should be a way to disable, having bot enemies at low trophies. I don't know, that's kind of weird to implement. So I'm in heist now, and I think that his super was really good in heist, but I will see... Right about now. Let's auto-aim it right on the safe. Oh, no. All the projectiles landed on it and did, like, 30%. Oh, gosh. That might also have to be changed. Okay. Dude, I don't understand why this map is in the game. It's so bad. Oh, yeah, you can also, because it's an explosion and it's such a large radius, he basically can just hit through walls. Yeah, Squeak is way too strong. Okay, I kind of got pinched there. Their safe's at, like, 32, and ours hasn't even been touched yet. Use a gadget, okay, she kind of went far away, but I'm just gonna snipe their safe from, like, middle field, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, there have been some OP brawlers upon release, but Squeak feels like one of those ones that we're gonna think about in months come and be like, oh, remember when Squeak was released? That sucked. It's like, this is like a Rosa or Leon kind of feeling. I don't know. He is really good. Okay, I'm not playing any more heists. That map is garbage. Oh, you know what I could do? I could play Power League. Yeah, I'll play Power League. I hope people won't be banning. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if people that didn't have him banned him. Just because he's so good. But, I mean, I can hope that they don't. It's hilarious. I don't even have Bell yet. And I don't even know if I'll get Bell before the season ends. Okay, gadget. Snipe. I missed. Where is that Jackie? How did she avoid all of those? Is that a bot? Wow, it's a bot. That bot is kind of gaming. Yeah, okay. You know what? The projectiles are also kind of slow. This map is very open, so I'm able to kind of tell how slow the projectiles are. So he does have downsides. He does have downsides, but I think they're far outweighed by his broken aspects. Oh my gosh, he feels really good. Yeah, I think that if I were to be rusty at all, I just feel like I'm slightly less accurate. Oh my gosh, if they get anywhere near your super when the backpack explodes, they just take so much damage from the explosions. Okay, his reload is also really slow. So that Nita bear literally chased me until that Nita could spawn another one. Alright, our Rosa was at 3 HP. That's cool. It's like 40 to 12. Oh, they all grouped up with my super. Or, oh my gosh, that Nido was at full health and just happened to be near my backpack super when it blew up and took like thousands of damage and died instantly. Oh my gosh, this character is broken. Like, I was expecting a strong character, but Jesus. Oh my god, Squeak is so good. I mean, I just, yeah, I'll do Power League now. I don't know why I haven't been doing Power League this whole time. But I'll do it now. And just play Squeak. People should be mad at me for just playing Squeak, just because my Squeak is maxed. Oh, I just realized, everyone else is gonna want to play Squeak too. Maybe this isn't the best idea. Just because I'm not gonna be playing Squeak for quite a few of these games. Nuts and Bolts, Siege, I like this map. I feel like Squeak could be pretty solid here. Oh man, picking last. No, I'm picking second, okay. I highlight Squeak. I'm playing Squeak, I have him maxed. Let me play Squeak. Let me play him. Don't ban him. I know it's a good idea to ban him, but don't. I want to play him. He banned Stu, okay. My teammate, as always, thinks Tick is broken. Well, Tick was banned anyways. Okay, I have to wait through these two enemies. Please don't. Oh, they picked. Oh, God. Okay, I guess I won't be playing him for this match, at least. Who am I playing? I'll play Sandy. Sandy's really good right now. I don't know. I obviously don't have a huge grasp on this meta just because I haven't really been playing, obviously. But is this person disconnecting? Okay, that match didn't matter. Okay, Hot Zone Dueling Beetles. I feel like he could be pretty solid here. Team leader. So, I'm literally going to be picking last this game. I'm just going to ban Stu. Because I want at least the slight chance of being able to play Squeak. Oh my gosh. It was not a good idea to come into Power League. And they banned Squeak. Okay. Yeah, this might have not been the best idea because there's six other people on the release of an OP brawler in Power League. Great, my teammate picked Dynamike as his first pick. Oh my, it's just like my laziness doesn't allow me to find teammates and therefore I play with these not intelligent people. I'm going to play Croge because he's fun. I do not care about my Elo at all. Well, that's a lie. If I come back and my Elo's super trash, I might be a little bit sad. Okay, who am I actually playing? I need to think about this. My options. There's one option that I know is really... Okay, Barley. No, because he's playing... I'll just play Sandy. Sandy's pretty good here. Where's Sandy? Oh, he already picked Sandy. I'm picking Krill. I realized my teammate had picked Sandy at last second and was like panic picking Krill. That might not... I mean, obviously Krill's not the best idea. He was near Sandy. I originally thought of playing him. And I had like 1 second left, so I just went with him. I'm just gonna mute emotes. You know, that's a feature that I completely forgot about. The fact that you can just mute all these annoying emotes. I don't know, Crow was actually pretty solid after the buffs that he has been getting. Okay, they immediately have control. Oh, these tick heads are pretty bad against our team. Oh, dude, this Penny hits me twice and I'm nearly dead. I might want to slower... No, okay. But I have to remember that slowing Toxin slows you for half of an eternity, so just kind of using it is a good idea. Okay, I'm going to slow the Ems down, and there we go. She's dead. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Slowing Toxin really strong right now. I'm going to slow the Penny down. And then she couldn't escape the Sandy. Cool. Okay. Well, I'm not going to jump on the Tick just because he probably has Gadget. Oh, come on! I tried to auto-aim the tick head, but my auto-aim button just didn't work. Well, that's really fun. I died for no reason. If I jump in, I'm just gonna die immediately. Screw it, I'm going in. Well, I didn't die immediately, and they're almost all dead, so... worked out. Tickhead killed me. Well, not Tickhead, just the tick. But we cannot do anything to get control here. It's obviously because I picked Crow, and my teammate thought Dynamite was a good pick as his first pick. So we lost that one. I don't know, this is like a... I wasn't expecting this to just be a gameplay episode. But if my companions slash enemies won't let me pick Squeak, I guess it will just be gameplay. I mean, I do want to stay at least in Diamond, just because that... I'm pretty sure Diamond 1 is still impressive. I'm not sure. I know the first season, Diamond 1 was pretty impressive, just for the average person. But a good way, like halfway into the second season, I'm not quite sure. Okay, they have control again. I don't know, like the tick hit, like if I get hit by like two tick mines, I'm almost dead. Two penny shots, almost dead. And this Ems has bad karma, so I am just getting destroyed by her attacks. Okay, my Slung Toxin coming in clutch there. I'm still not sure which gadget the tick has. He might just not have a gadget, which is a possibility that I have to remember. I'm going. Okay, so my friend called me in the middle of that match, and it paused the recording. So, unsurprisingly, we lost, and my game audio's gone. Why is my game audio gone? Okay, I kind of mentally decided before hitting record that we would end this as soon as I was able to play Squeak at least once in Power League. Okay, so I'm picking fourth. Okay, I doubt I will get Squeak. Please do not ban him. I have power 10, and I want to play him, so don't ban him. Okay, my teammate is wanting to play B as the first pick. Oh my gosh, dude. Why? Yeah, I don't think blue is that impressive. Diamond is impressive at all, because my teammates are making absolutely abysmal picks. Okay, he picked Stu, and he picked, come on, not Squeak. Let me have him one time. Uno Timo, please. Oh no, is he gonna disconnect? Okay, he picked Gale. I have secured the ball of dog slobber. The overpowered ball of dog slobber. Who would win? Who would win? A very buff, grown man with a shotgun, or one gooey boy? That's the question, and I think we all know the answer. those Brawl Stars who would win jokes. And I think I'm definitely going to see a who would win Brawl Stars version starring Squeak. It is going to happen, and we all know it. So, playing on Flooded Dam, and this is the map with the very awkward right lane. So I used my gadget and promptly threw my attack into a wall. So that's fun. I'm just lobbing my shots. I mean, it's just... dude, my shots cover such a large area. So good for control. Okay, I remember, I'm in, one, these are real players, and two, this is Power League, so I actually need to play well and think about what I'm doing. I'm going to throw my super in there, see if it gets any hits. Okay, I got one. Dude, this tick is obnoxious. Oh, no, tickhead! Dude, if my sound was on, I could hear that tickhead. I could have heard the tickhead spawn. This is why you play with sound effects, at least. That tickhead would not have killed me if I'd heard it been spawned. Okay, I am not doing well against this tick, so I'm going to move to... oh, I need to mute emotes. Okay, there we go. Pins have been muted. Don't worry. We somehow have the gem lead and not really control. Yeah, they have control. By the way, we have a Mortis. A Mortis and a bee. This bee's actually not been doing horribly. Maybe bee's good now. I don't know. And by the way, this bee has gold Neko bee. Pretty good skin. I forgot that Gale could just jump pad in. And I'm dead. Yeah, it's stuff like that that I'll just kind of forget. I'll be talking. I'll be focusing on the podcasting rather than the gameplay. And then this guy will go on the jump pad and jump onto me. I'm going to log my shot over there just because they need one more gem for countdown. They have countdown. My backpack exploded and got one hit. Okay, I'll take that. So, the thing about his star power is that even if you only hit one person, it's basically a 10% damage buff because one person counts for a damage boost. So that's kind of cool. We lost that round. I'm not really surprised. I was struggling against that tick. We have a Mortis and a bee. oh, mute emotes. Why is that not a permanent thing? Like, when you mute them, they stay muted throughout every game. I feel like that is not good. I'm gonna lob my shot over there. Didn't really hit anyone. Yeah, I don't know. Real players are definitely much better at avoiding the explosions, which should have gone without saying, but I didn't really think about it that way. Dude, I'm incapable of killing tick heads. For some reason, I was like, yes, I'm going to manually attack at this running, exploding projectile head, even though it runs in a perfectly straight line at me, and I can auto-aim it. I'll choose to manually aim it, and wait, what? He just threw the tick head on my Gale jump pad, and it just kamikaze'd me. I don't know. Why is this tick messing me up so much? But this is going, absolutely horribly. No, tickhead, please have... If I had sound effects, I would have been able to... Kill me. I'm gonna throw just a lob of gadget attack in there. If you do miss... I didn't hear the tickhead spawn. This tick has gotta be like, why is this guy getting hit by all of my shots? Okay. That went bad. And, my teammates was shooting at me. You know what? Fine, I didn't play that well. Okay. Let's reload my game, so I have sound effects, so I don't get killed by a tick head. Okay, so, I am upset. We had another random pause, and I don't even know why this one happened. And I didn't know it paused, and I kept playing. I just kept playing, and was like, okay guys, see you later. I just did the outro stuff. And I go back to the Anchor app, and I see that the audio already paused. So I did a bunch more gameplay, I did a bunch more gameplay, and it's gone. So, I personally just don't want to play anymore. So, that's going to be it for the Squeak gameplay and unboxing. It definitely feels really broken. I don't really know where it paused. All I know is that it did pause early. So, hope you guys unlock him and have fun with him, and hopefully don't get too annoyed by other people playing him. Or the sound effects. Don't forget about those annoying sound effects. And I will see you later for the weekend check-in. Goodbye.